one of the things that I had really sticking with me through the whole thing was, I'm not supposed to have these big expensive websites. I'm not supposed to have these big expensive glamorous things. I'm not. It's supposed to be humbled. It is supposed to be humbled. And the challenge I'm going to give them, and I can see this, this is it right here, is we don't have fancy websites because this is humble. Now here's the paradox, and this is what I'm going to call honest paradox. This is the humble paradox. You can't learn about humility in being humble without being arrogant. But that's the part that everyone hides because they're embarrassed about it. And Keanu Reeves is a great example of this. Keanu Reeves is very humbled. He's a beautiful, beautiful soul. But how did he become that way? We didn't see it. How did it happen? What did it look like? And it was when I saw him, I was like, he needed to do it that way, but it bothered me. Not personally with him, but this is vital. And I learned something from Keanu Reeves. I learned that unless you show us, we can't learn. So I took everything and I'm like, I'm going to go all out here. And I went total arrogant, total pompous. And I knew it. And I showed the entire process. And I showed the moment you decide to become loyal to humility, you stop teaching. And that's not how we learn. Teaching is not how we learn. Ooh, there it is. There it is. There's my aggression for teaching. Teaching is not how we learn. We learn through role models. But there is not one single role model for humiliation. None. We see Keanu Reeves. We see the Dalai Lama. But they're already made. How did they become it? Which means somebody had to step into the paradox. Somebody had to live the paradox of learning humility by being arrogant and publicizing it and talking about it, which is the opposite of humble and humiliation. But there is no other way to learn. Somebody had to enter into the paradox. When I entered into the paradox, I lived inside of a paradox. I literally call it honest paradox. I have been living inside of a paradox for literally my whole life. This is majestic. This is what I was trying to do right here. And every time I tried to look into money to make things glamorous and expensive, I went, no, it's got to be dirt cheap. It's got to be ugly. It's got to be. And people are like, well, you're never going to attract. I don't want to attract. If I'm attracting people for the glamour, I'm attracting materialistic people. And that's the point. My websites take 3 seconds to load. They're supposed to. That's the whole point. That is the point. And it's part of the trial. It's part of, if you can't sit through my fucking websites being loaded, you're not getting through my reading material. And that's the kind of shit where there it is. And I'm going to have people coming in and they're going to be telling me all this shit. And I'm going to be telling them right back, no. That's literally my entire brand. There it is. My website's loading slow. My website's being outdated. My website's being cheap. That is my brand. Because not all that is gold glitters. But that's it right there. Not all that is gold glitters. And that's the point. Yes, I have gold and I'm presenting it in a paper bag. Because those are the people I want. There it is. There it is. And that's it right there. I had a professional marketer once say to me, you've got gold inside of a paper bag. And he's like, you got to do this. And I'm just like, it's something about it. I'm like, no. And I couldn't explain it. Today is the day I can finally explain it. That's my brand. That is the point. Not all that is gold glitters. Yeah, my gold is in a paper bag. Because the people who pick up the paper bag and look inside have earned the gold. All these other people with their glamour, no. That's not what I want. I have a point to make here. And this is the point. That is my brand. Cheap and dirty on the outside, but my God, inside it is gold. And that is the way we are. That is what every last one of us is. And if you can't see it in a website or a business, how the hell do you think you're going to even see it in yourself? Because that's the point. And suddenly, everything I have built really just now finally makes sense. Like, it's oh, this is what I've been looking for, that crossroads.